Welcome to a new episode of Pit Lane Princesses.
Hello.
We are here basically straight after the Miami race.
Yep.
Highlight for you?
Fernando Alonso. Fernando Alonso. Happy.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
He's happy. I'm happy. Everybody's happy. We're all with happy. Him.
Coconut. Sorry, it's my cat. Coconut.
Trying to go outside.
Go away. Yes, Fernando Alonso back in third place.
Yep.
Deserves it.
I want to win.
Yeah, I want him to win. I really do. He deserves it.
Yeah, after so many years, he's been racing for more than I've been alive. So that's a thing.
He's lasted this long. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's 41 and still going strong. Like, it's very strong.
Crazy.
Yeah, the way he like looked, the... One of their mechanics was saying in the post-race interview that he's, like, always challenging them. And the way he was going, looking at the screens while he was racing, very fast.
It's like, how can he do that? Because it's not like he can just see, like, the standings or who's behind him and stuff. He literally saw a move that Stroll did in turn one.
Yeah. I don't know. He's alien or something.
He's not just thinking about his own plan. He's thinking about everybody else's
plan. He knows everything that's going on.
He deserves a Nobel Prize for Formula One abilities.
Yeah.
For reals.
I think he maybe has like a little screen inside and he knows everything.
Yeah. But probably. That is like, but a lot of celebrities at this race, don't know what they were really contributing, but they were there.
Yeah, just there watching. Not us.
Not us, no. We were not there.
Yeah. Also the opening with Will.i.am and LL Cool J.
Like LL Cool J is at least... I don't know why I feel like he makes a little bit of sense. I don't know why. Maybe because I like him.
Yeah.
But Will.i.am, that's so random. He was there last year, I remember, as a guest of some team. I don't remember which team. But now he was like full on like presenting stuff and like...
Yeah.
Pump it up. And Pumping up the vibe, literally.
And in the post-race interview, he was so into it and talking about NASA and what space
camp. Space camp?
I don't know what that is.
I don't.
It's just an American thing.
I think it's an American thing. I've never heard of anyone going to space camp outside of America.
Yeah, apparently he sent a song to Mars.
He did?
Yeah, with NASA.
Well, of course.
Yeah, America.
Well, of course. Our most successful and favorite band.
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas.
Who was there? Elon Musk was at Red Bull. And I think he's...
Jeff Bezos was there.
Yeah. And I think Elon Musk at Red Bull is such an, I know, perfect match. I don't know why.
Yeah. But it makes kind of sense because he's like, I don't know. He looked on the picture that I saw, on the post that I saw, he looked like he was related to Horner.
Yeah, I know. It was very weird. I was like, what is he doing there? But also kind of makes sense. So I'm not surprised. And Jeff Bezos was at what team?
McLaren.
McLaren, yeah.
Yeah, but just for practice, and then they sent him home. So they probably didn't want him to see
everything that's going on.
Yeah, the race results.
Yeah, they're like, you just stay there and then go away.
But I mean, we'll get to McLaren later. But oh my God, McLaren.
Oof. Yeah.
I feel bad for you, McLaren.
Me too.
I really do. So. Max Verstappen, another win.
Wow, what a surprise.
Wow. So surprised. I didn't expect it. I'm just...
Me neither.
Floored.
Yeah, we should just, as we were saying, like learn the lyrics of the Dutch anthem and just go with it.
Yep. We really all should learn the lyrics of the Dutch. Maybe Max Verstappen should also learn the lyrics.
Yeah, so we can sing it.
Of the Dutch. I'm sorry, why is my cat right now having like the zoomies and all of the energy in the world disturbing us? Coconut, can you chill? Can you chill? Thank you.
No.
Relaxy.
Relaxy taxi.
Relaxy taxi. Maxi taxi.
Yeah.
Max Verstappen is at 119 points. Yes, 119 points.
Of course he is.
Already, race 5.
I think it's going the same way as last year, probably. Really? But I'm so annoyed.
Yeah.
I want, like, more...
Something.
Yeah.
I know.
He should, like, just go somewhere for at least, like, 3 races so we can have some fun.
he can just like go on vacation after Imola or something.
Yeah.
So he started 9th.
Yeah.
Worked his way up to the grid, caught Alonso, who was in 2nd place at the time, on lap 16.
Yeah.
Which is almost exactly what Alonso predicted, because he's an alien.
Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alonso is an alien. We said it here first. So he beat Perez. We were kind of not surprised.
Yeah, but hoping that Perez would push it.
Yeah, not that we don't really have an opinion who should win, but to get a little bit of a show. But they did race each other at least.
Yeah, this without was fun.
Yeah, without crashing. That was kind of cool. So Perez started in pole, kept it for a bit, and then...
And then he came.
And Verstappen made the tires last 40 laps?
Yeah, 40 laps.
That's...
Which is crazy. He was, like, keeping on to it.
It's not, like, a surprise, and I'm sure everybody already knows this, but he is a very well-rounded driver.
Yeah, and he's so young. And he started so young.
Yeah. So, not much to say. Verstappen, yet another win. Great for him. He did it to fastest lap also. Yeah. So, yay.
Yay.
Good job for a Belgian. Courtesy of Daniel Ricciardo. So now he has a 14-point lead, but that's not like... I mean, Perez can get that back.
Yeah, I hope he does.
Yeah.
Can you imagine he wins?
Not a street race.
Yeah.
Street track, sorry.
I'm excited
to see how it goes. I really like Imola.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go to that race, but I like watching it.
Yeah. What is your dream race to go?
Oh, that's hard. I think Australia.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, the crowd there was amazing. Yeah. And Australia this year.
And just Australians are just so freaking chill and nice
and
with
fun.
Their mullets and their, you know, carefree lifestyle. And they're not being scared of their creepy spiders and shit.
I could never, like, go and stay there for a long period of time.
I'm
so scared of anything.
Australia has been moving, like, up my travel list a lot, very expeditiously recently.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it is. Never been there. I can't imagine one bad thing about Australia because I've never met a bad Australian.
Yeah, me neither. But just for me, just the animals everywhere and the insects and like, I can't.
But they're like used to it, so.
Yeah, but we are not.
I don't really think it's quite common for the snakes coming up your toilet or those insects to be in like basic hotel rooms in like Sydney, for example.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm not going to the outback, you know, like relax. I'm not going over there, unless. Daniel Ricciardo was my friend, and he would be like, hello, mate.
Yeah, we'll go.
Let's go to the Outback and the Met Gala. And I'll be like, okay, my friend Daniel Ricciardo.
Drink break.
Yeah, drinky break. So, where are we now? Okay, but Verstappen, nothing else to say, really.
Yeah.
He did a good job, a great job, actually.
Yeah, of course.
A little tiff with his engineer over there.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
But I love driver radios. Team radios are just...
Yeah, I love watching the highlights.
Yes.
Just
like
of the radios.
Nugget of
I know.
Formula One. That's where all the gossip happens. We didn't see the FIA press conference yet. But I'm assuming that's... Someone is going to ask Max Verstappen about that little communication.
Probably.
But it's not wasn't that big, so it's like...
It wasn't like a dramatic fight or something.
No, not at all. Nothing happening with McLaren. Let's do McLaren next.
Yeah.
Lando Norris, 17th place.
Yeah.
That's...
Bad. I'm so sad for him.
What are
they doing this year?
And Piastri 19th.
Yep.
I don't know what to say, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for something.
I'm like speechless and heartbroken. McLaren is having a Daniel Ricciardo season 22, you know, in 23 without Ricciardo. So
yeah, it's happening again.
But it's like, Lando Norris does not deserve this. You know, he hasn't even had a race win, and he is completely a driver that is worthy of a win.
Yeah, I know. I hope he will do it this year. I really hope. I know he can do it.
Yeah. I don't know. If that car doesn't get better, I don't really see how this is going to get fixed. And I feel like we're also looking at just another Red Bull dominance until 2026.
Oh my God.
It's kind of boring.
3 more years of this.
Yeah, at least they could broadcast just then the midfield. Something's always happening in the midfield. Yeah. It's more fun anyways. So, yeah, McLaren, bad strategy, bad degradation, bad run, bad everything.
Yeah, just bad.
Just bad. I'm sorry. That was just no more. We have nothing more to say about them. Aston Martin.
Huh. I'm so happy.
Alonsito.
Yeah.
So, Alonso was apparently not that busy.
Yeah, during the race.
Because he was just thinking about Stroll's strategy, as he did last time as well in Baku.
And looking at screens.
Looking at screens while driving 300 kilometers per hour.
Yeah, and I'm scared driving 140.
Imagine. Good job for them.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
Alonso is now in third place in the driver's standing, 75 points.
Yep.
That old fox.
I'm still, like, hoping, like, dreaming about him winning another world championship.
Yeah.
It would be amazing. And then he can just, like, retire and go live on a beach or something.
Go be a team principal.
Yeah.
That's my dream for him.
Yeah. He probably would be a great team principal.
He would be a phenomenal team principal. But for what team?
Maybe Audi.
Oh, my God. What if they get... Vettel as CEO, Alonso as team principal, and then Lando and Leclerc as drivers.
That would be like a dream team.
Actually, that would be a dream team.
Yeah,
I would love that.
Yeah, it would be Red Bull and then them for 6 years.
I am sad that, you know, Alfa Romeo is leaving.
Yeah.
Because I really like the design of their car.
Me too, it's so beautiful this year. I love it.
Yeah, that's the only thing that is going well at Alfa Romeo. The design of the car, and that's in not the internal designs of the car.
Yeah,
just the look. That's sad.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sad for Bottas.
He's me one too. Of my I love favorite. Him I love with the mullet. With the mullet.
He's just like an honorary Australian.
Yep. Feeling it for Ricardo.
Yeah, and it's like you need to have a Finn in the sport. Each Finn that's been in that sport has like a phenomenal personality.
Yeah.
Because they're just very themselves. Mika Hakkinen was that way.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Totally forgot. What is his name? He retired 2 years ago.
Kimi. He's a world...
Yes. Kimi Räikkönen. There will never be another Kimi.
No, it's amazing. I just sit sometimes and just watch all his interviews because they are so funny.
Yeah.
And he's not trying to be funny.
No.
He's just him himself being person. Funny. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm here just as a hobby, and I chose the number because it was available.
But my all-time favorite Formula One content is when he had a DNF in Monaco years ago and then just walked from the car.
Yeah, I saw.
Straight to his yacht and had a beer.
Yep.
He didn't even go to the garage.
Yeah, why go? Like, you can just sit on your yacht, have a beer, and enjoy the rest of your day there.
Classic Kimi. Russell, fourth place in the driver's stand in the race today. Not bad.
No.
Actually very good.
Yeah, I know.
Since they started, I don't even remember where they started.
Me neither, but he's such a good driver.
He really is.
I'm not expecting less from him.
No, me neither. Must suck for Hamilton.
Yeah.
Sainz did a very good job today. Fifth place. He kept it. I was a bit worried at like during the middle of the race that he wouldn't get back up.
Yeah, me too. Leclerc. But he had the penalty.
Leclerc started seventh and...
Stayed seventh. Yeah, at least he fought and he had some action and it was fun to watch. But like...
I don't know. I'm sad.
Yeah, me too. I'm just hoping and like crying every week. And yesterday in qualifying, I was so mad. I like screamed when he crashed into the wall. And the same turn.
Again, yeah.
Yeah.
Turn seven, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's up with Leclerc. Each time he's like there, he's going to get it. It's like he's a bit cursed or something. Gets in his head and he just makes a mistake like that.
I know. I see it like a pattern and everybody's saying that every time he's like almost there, it's not there.
He started, seventh, yeah. Russell sixth, went up.
Yep.
Not bad. Kevin Magnussen.
It was amazing. I loved it.
He was, like Alonso would say, defended like a lion.
Yeah.
That guy is phenomenal at defending.
It was so amazing to watch.
It took Leclerc a long time to get past him. Yeah. And he always came back.
Yep.
He's driving the hell out of that Haas.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah, of course.
They deserve it.
It was the first time that he outqualified his teammate in the season. Yeah. But I mean, Hülkenberg has a lot of experience. Over, I don't know, like 200 Grand Prix or something.
No, so my God.
Like, he has a lot of experience.
Yeah.
He was in Formula One for a decade before he was out and now he's back.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but no podiums. He's cursed.
No.
That's the curse about
Hülkenberg. Oh, yeah.
Each time he's about to get a podium, something happens. It's very sad.
Him, yeah.
Hamilton started sixth, right? Yep. No, he started like much.
13th.
Yeah.
13th.
Yes, started 13th, yeah. Ended in sixth. Not bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't
great, wasn't terrible.
No, he was like complaining a bit.
Yeah.
Like he likes to do.
Yeah.
But this is quite the humbling experience for Mercedes.
Yeah. And the fact that nobody can like talk about him without Lewis Hamilton, the 8th world champion.
No, 7.
7. See, yeah. We were talking about it, that everybody says that it's 8th.
7 times. It's getting world to champion.
Me. Yeah.
Not 8th.
I wish.
Max Verstappen won that unfair and square.
Yeah.
But it's the way of the game. What to do? That's it. Who do we have next? Yes, the Alpines.
Yep.
Gasly ended up 8th.
Yeah.
Started 5th. Not bad. Not great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see Ocon, I feel like, during the entire race.
Yeah, me neither. I was just looking on the sides at the...
Yeah. I just saw him in the post-race interview. This like the first time I remember Ocon is here. Yeah. Wasn't a lot going on over there. Yuki, 11th.
Yeah.
Again.
As you said, his favorite place.
Just one place out of the points. That is, yeah... I'm sad. He did start 17th.
Yeah.
Which is not bad.
But he was in the points at some point.
At some point, he was in the points, yeah. Oh, I don't know what to say about Yuki. I love Yuki. And I just want him to...
Open a restaurant?
Yeah, I really want him to open a restaurant, actually. And I'm going. But I just want him to... I want all of his hard work to be rewarded. Because he's clearly been putting on in the work. And he's much more disciplined.
And he deserves it.
Yeah, he really does. He's much more disciplined now. Mm-hmm. He's doing the work. He's not, you know, just thinking about eating all the time.
Yeah, and not screaming at everybody.
Yeah. Alex Albon ended up 14th.
Mm.
But he started 11th, but he was really doing a good job during the race. And then the tires just gave
him. Didn't want to.
Yeah. But he did a great job. He's always there. He's probably too good to be at Williams, if I'm honest.
But, like, where to go?
Yeah.
It's so hard to, like, move teams, I think.
Yeah, also when it's, like, sometimes there are a lot of movements on the driver's market and the teams, but sometimes there are just like when Oscar Piastri had to sit out a year.
Yeah.
Because there was just no place for him.
Yep.
And now he's at McLaren, which is basically the same thing as having no place on the grid. Nick Nico Hülkenberg started 12th and did 15th. He was also in the points at some point.
Yeah, but then.
Yeah. Sort of the story of Haas.
Yeah.
They start great, they qualified great,
and the race is just not.
Yeah, Kevin qualified 5th. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, no, 4th. He qualified 4th, sorry. And then they just go backwards.
Yeah, I was hoping. Can you imagine a podium?
Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
That would be a Haas podium. A Haas win.
Yeah, a Haas win.
I would love that. We already covered Lewis Hamilton, Zhou Guan Yu, and Valtteri Bottas. Alfa Romeo was just nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Yep. Just design-wise, they are
just
great, but
yeah,
the rest not.
Yeah, there's no functionality. There's no performance in that car. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, and I'm so sad for Valtteri.
Me too. And on all of the tracks, so it's not just track specific. They have kind of sucked
this year.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. They have to,
do something.
Yeah. We already covered Lando Norris. I don't want to say anything else.
Yeah, me neither. I'm so sad. I can't talk about it.
Nyck de Vries started 18th and ended in 15th.
Good also, for him.
Nothing happening there.
No. I don't know. I think it's just a few good teams to watch and but the rest are just not doing it.
I think it's also because they made such a big deal out of the regulation changes.
Yeah,
maybe it's a bit too, maybe we were all expecting a bit too much.
Yeah, I think so.
Last year there was clearly a change, but this year it's just instead of Mercedes it's Red Bull.
Yeah,
same as last year. So, I don't know. I kind of missed that great racing from Bahrain last year when Leclerc and Verstappen were just they were just trading places.
Yeah, I saw.
That was
amazing.
Yeah. But maybe we'll get that.
I hope I want more action.
Me too. I'm excited for Monaco because I'm really excited to see. Max has never won in Monaco.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited to see what happens with that.
Me too. Maybe we'll get more action there.
I don't know. It's impossible to overtake there, so.
Yeah. And crashes and drama and everything.
Logan Sargeant.
Yeah, his home race.
Started P20, ended in P20.
Yep.
He's been doing a good job. He has. It's his first. It's his rookie year.
Yeah.
He's been almost on par with Albon for qualifying and such, but then during the race, kind of goes awry for him.
Yep.
I don't know. Not much more to say about that.
Yeah. I hope he'll become better.
Yeah. I don't know. I think. It's very hard to start with Williams and
be great.
Yeah, unless you're a George Russell.
Yeah.
And or Albon. Albon is too good to be at Williams.
Yeah, I know.
But
again, where to go?
Yeah, but also now they have money, so I really don't understand what the
issue is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have made a better car.
These are former champions.
Yep.
It's a legendary team. I mean, so is McLaren. So is McLaren, but
yeah,
that's over. Front wing damage, so I can,
Yeah.
Logan Sargeant, front wing change. They were quick.
Yeah.
Didn't really change much for
with
him.
The wing.
He was still at the. I don't know. This was kind of a boring race.
Yeah.
Was no
we
Australia.
We were expecting it.
Yeah, but usually the U.S. races are always kind of You know, the race itself is kind of boring, even though the whole show is fun.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for, like, Las Vegas to see all the crazy things
going on. Race.
Yeah.
But it's weird that they're going to go, you know, racing down the strip. Because that just means that it's going to be either a new surface, like a fresh tarmac, which we know is not great.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's probably going to be very tight corners. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't personally like track layout as what I've seen from it, but it's different. You kind of have to see the cars drive on it.
Yeah, to get an idea of how it's going to go.
Qualifying. Qualifying was 10th and dramatic.
Yeah, I loved it.
I mean, your man Leclerc didn't have a good time.
Yeah, but...
So sad. But that
But he went, like, when he started, was like, yes, it's going. He's going so fast. It's going amazing. And then I don't know how many... It wasn't, like, much. And he crashed and I screamed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was very upset, but also...
I was
upset. Sadness.
Yeah, me too.
Depression.
It did, though, give Perez a better chance.
Yeah.
Max Verstappen
had a mistake.
Yeah, and made an error. Finish. Yeah, and didn't finish. Yeah. But
so that gave us some action in the race.
Yeah, at least Max Verstappen had to fight his way from ninth up to the top podium.
Didn't take him very long.
Yeah, no, it really didn't. 15 laps.
Yeah,
and then he was like, by the end, he was like, yeah. He had just left everybody in the dust.
Yeah, of course he did.
And he had to overtake Perez again after his pit stop. Which he did very easily.
Yeah. I was still hoping that Perez would push. And he'll get a win.
Yeah, but he tried.
Yeah.
He really, really tried. Didn't work out for him. And he made... They did have some great racing. I did like that.
Yeah.
And they were going side by side to turn one. But Verstappen, the machine.
The machine.
He did it yet again.
Yeah.
Excited for Imola. What are your predictions?
I hope it's not going to be another Verstappen win, but I think also it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it, I think... Leclerc, first place. I don't know why.
Yeah, that would be a dream.
It's just my feeling. I'm going to say Leclerc, Russell, second. Alonso, he can stay.
Yeah, I wanted to say that. I want Alonso to be on the podium every race forever. This year.
I want Alonso to win in Monaco.
That'd be magical.
At 41. Yeah. He deserves it.
Yeah, of course.
But he really, really does. Apart from that, this race was blah.
Yeah.
I give it like a 6.5. Mm. And it would be a 5 if it weren't for the racing between Checo and Max.
Yeah. So not very high up on our...
And Magnussen. To me, Magnussen was driver of the day.
Yeah, me too.
That and overtaker of the day.
Yeah.
No, defender of the day, actually.
Yeah.
Magnussen was on fire. And he got points. We love that for Haas.
Yeah,
we want Haas.
They deserve it.
They really, really, really do. I don't really have anything else to say about the Miami race.
Do you want
race.
To see some tweets?
Yes.
That I found?
Now it's time for the crazy tweets.
Okay, so... We really found this generational talent who loves our team and wants to win with us more than anything. And we gave him 3 midfield cars in 5 years.
Who?
Guess who?
Who?
Charles.
Oh, yeah, but he was great at Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, but...
Ferrari is... I don't know, because they are not doing the same mistakes as last year.
Yeah.
Their team is not dysfunctional.
Mm.
They're working well, you know, with strategy, and Charles is being more assertive as to what he wants. Not as assertive as a smooth operator.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know. It's like when everything is going well for Charles, he makes an error. And it's so sad.
I know.
It's not very lord of him, to be honest.
Yeah. So another one is Ferrari gave up since this season started. Nobody has the real pace to match Red Bull. Leclerc's kind words are just for fans to swallow the rest of the season in less of bitterness.
Yeah, but I really think that all the drivers are aware and everybody with a brain is aware. No one is going to catch Red Bull, and the only team that seems to have a little bit of a chance of catching them is Aston Martin.
Yeah, I hope they do. I need a Alonso but, win like yeah,
I
yesterday.
Don't, I don't think they're going to catch them. Maybe they'll be in second place.
Yeah, I hope so.
But they're not going to catch them. Because the Red Bull has, I think, around 30 kilometer more top speed.
Oh my God.
Than everybody else on the grid.
Yeah, I think the only way they are going to like catch up in a race if it's something happens.
Yeah.
With one of the cars, they crash or an engine failure or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but not going to be speed.
I'm excited. That's why I'm like waiting very excitedly for a wet race. I hope there will be a race in Spa this year.
Yeah.
But wet races are the great equalizer.
Yeah.
And for example, Albon, great in the wet. Magnussen, Stroll is amazing in the wet.
He's like so underrated and everybody like hates on him.
Yeah.
With no like...
Just
hard,
because his dad,
reason,
just because his dad owns the team, but he has had only teammates that are world champions, and he's been doing a good job keeping up.
And as we talked about, you can't be like stupid and race.
They have to have some form of brain, of intellect going on up there. No, I mean, the way that they're driving this fast and also thinking about strategy, it's unbelievable. Sorry, we just saw a funny tweet.
Yeah, so Alonso was smelling flowers after the race.
Alonso is a living meme.
Yeah, and his TikToks are amazing. And
but they are.
Everything, yeah, like all of their social medias are crazy. I love it.
We really think, though, both of us agree that all the teams need to have a McLaren social media team. Because they're amazing.
And people like under, I don't know, 30-something. Not all, especially on TikTok, like you need to like keep up with everything that's going on.
Yeah. That's ageism, Erica.
I'm sorry.
Every single marketing genius that I've ever seen on TikTok is over 30. So, fuck off. Yeah. Those other people are not marketing geniuses at all.
Yeah, but I saw a lot of them that, like, respond to stuff and they are all, like, under 30 and just, like, mostly, almost, like, not teenagers, but, like, early 20s.
If your frontal lobe is not fully developed, I can't take you seriously as a, you know, marketing strategist, because there is a lot of strategy behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make funny videos, but the McLaren marketing team is not just making funny or cool videos. They are thinking every single aspect. They use Daniel Ricciardo for all he fucking had.
Yeah.
Much more than Red Bull is doing right now, for example.
Yeah, they should, because they want to see more of him. Yeah. He went to the Met Gala, which was amazing. I loved it.
He is reaching Lewis Hamilton level of stardom, and I love it.
Me
and
too.
I never thought
he deserves it. He's amazing.
In every way. We are big Daniel Ricciardo fans.
Yeah, here, as you can see.
Of course. I don't know. They should all take a bit, especially Red Bull. Like, I don't understand why they're not releasing more fun content. I mean, Max Verstappen probably is fun behind closed. I don't know.
I don't think so. He's not.
But
like
he laughs at his own jokes. Yeah. At least he does that.
He was very funny with Daniel Ricciardo, but I think like.
Yeah, but Daniel Ricciardo makes everybody funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I liked also Lando and Carlos when they were together at McLaren.
Yeah, I know. I know there are some drivers that together they are just
gold. Children, like Gasly and Yuki.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Gasly, but Gasly and Yuki together.
Yep.
Their relationship was a real bromance.
Yeah, and it's so funny.
Kind of like Tom and Tom on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, yeah, we are watching that.
Yeah, we're big fans. But their relationship is also Tom-Tom instead of Ten-Ten.
Tom-Tom.
Do we have any more funny tweets?
Everybody's kind of meh. And every Ferrari fan is sad.
Well,
and every Mercedes fan is like...
that.
I saw that every race was like Red Bull won, but it was Verstappen, Perez, Verstappen, Perez, Verstappen, Perez. And it's so weird. Can you imagine if it goes like this?
But I am a Perez fan. I'm not, I mean, I really was anti-Red Bull, but now Daniel Ricciardo is reserved, so.
Yeah, you can't really be.
Not, I like the drink, so.
Yeah.
It's one of the few energy drinks still left with actual sugar in it.
And yeah. Not,
sweetener,
yeah.
Which is cancerous.
Yeah, my boyfriend drinks a lot of Red Bull, so he's basically kind of sponsoring it, how much he's drinking.
For reals. They should give him a ticket to a race.
And he should give it to me because he knows nothing about it and he's like kind of judgy.
Yeah, because
not judgy, but you know. You are watching 20 cars go round and round for an hour and like, fuck off.
That, yeah, but that tells you everything. When people say that, you know that they don't know nothing about Formula One.
Yeah.
The race literally just starts and suddenly it's the penultimate lap. And you're like, what? It's finished? What do you mean? So they're not just going round and round. I don't accept. Of course,
but he doesn't know that because he doesn't want to like watch it. But I show like I made him watch some Drive to Survive with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Drive to Survive is just
drama.
Drama.
Yeah, it's not if people learning can't, stuff.
Like, if you can't watch that, then you just don't like content.
Yeah.
It, you know? I also like the tennis thingy on Netflix. I thought that was awesome. Now I'm into tennis, too.
They need to make it about every sport.
Yeah. The golf thing, love that.
Yeah. Can you imagine football? That'd be crazy. Yeah, but
football really doesn't need more...
drama.
Or fans or anything. Yeah. Or, you know, coverage. It's probably the most covered sport in the world.
Yeah.
So I think we're good on that. But they should do it with like random stuff like cricket. I would love to know what the cricket craze is in Australia and England and where, India. Yeah, me too.
Also snooker.
Yeah, but snooker is fun. It's weird to watch, but it's fun to watch.
I don't know. My mom watches it and I tried, but I
can't. Yeah, so I your can't. Mom was like looking for it when she was here the last time.
And I couldn't find it.
But they should do it for every sport. Also, the golf thing, if you haven't seen that on Netflix, it's awesome.
Is it also like drama?
Yeah, it's the same people that made Drive to Survive. Now they're just going down. And they also made the tennis thing. They're just going down the...
sports.
Yeah, and they're making two other sports. I don't remember, but I saw this article of them making more shows about more sports.
Do you think chess will be...
chess?
Dramatic?
Queen's Gambit was awesome.
Yeah.
And that was about chess, basically.
Yeah.
So... I don't know if chess players were like, what was her name in Queen's Gambit? I don't remember.
I didn't watch it, I'm sorry.
What?
I know. I tried to watch it, but I couldn't get into it. Don't judge me, please.
It was amazing, I have to say.
Yeah. My dad told me about it because he watches everything. I don't know how because he's always working, but...
He told you about it? Yeah. And you did not check it out?
No.
That's not nice.
I also tell him stuff and he doesn't check it out and then I have to explain it to him and he still doesn't. I ask about it like a week later and he's like, I forgot.
I forgot.
Yeah. I'm still looking for tweets, but nothing.
Nothing.
What else?
Probably because it was a boring ass race.
Yeah, everybody's... not impressed, but Ferrari's complaining a lot, as I can see here.
Well, Ferrari fans should just be used to being disappointed all the time by now.
Yeah.
I don't think they should be like surprised by how it's going. But I mean, Carlos Sainz did a good job. We keep forgetting about him.
And I don't know why.
I don't know why either, because I like him.
Yeah, me too.
And I like his content, and I like, you know, his personality and his hair.
Yeah, his hair is amazing. Like, everybody's hair is awful after a race, and he's just, like, with his hands in his hair, and it's perfect. Like, he just got it, like,
He reminds me of the prince in Shrek.
Have you seen Lord Shrek? Farquaad.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Not the... I think so, wait.
The one that Fiona was supposed to marry?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, it's so Lord that guy. Farquaad. Okay, him. They have the same hair. Like, prince hair.
Yeah, but...
Prince charming hair.
Yeah.
That's what I call... Because Carlos Sainz, imagine if he was a cartoon character, he would be perfect for a Prince Charming.
Yeah.
Because of his entire look.
It's very... I don't know how to say it. I saw TikTok, but I don't know how that works. Like, old money, you know?
Yeah, he looks like old money. I agree. Yeah. He's like... I don't know. He just looks like somebody.
And also he has a long name that would suit like a prince so or something.
So many names.
Yeah.
But also Alonso, he has like four names or something. All of those Spanish people have long names.
Yeah, I could never.
Yeah, but you don't need to use all of them.
Yeah, of course. But can you imagine like writing a document or something, or like people always mistaking it?
Yeah. But yeah. I have, for example, three names, and altogether it's 25 letters, so that's doesn't bother me. I'm just used to it.
Yeah.
Also, Charles Leclerc has a lot of names.
Yeah, Lord Percival
is the best one. Oh, Leclerc. I can't even, like, talk about him without being sad.
Me neither. Did you see he's, like, putting out songs and he's, like, openly saying that they are, like, depression.
Depressing,
songs.
Yeah. If you like depressing music, you'll like mine.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's releasing another one. I don't know when. Yeah.
He
I
said after it. Miami.
Yeah?
Yeah. So now... Probably.
So after each depressing race,
he's
going to release a depressing song.
Which is exactly what we need.
Yeah, to be more depressed as a Ferrari fan.
I cannot. Poor, poor Charles. But it's gonna come back to him.
I hope so, he so deserves it.
But do you think he's ever gonna win... World champion?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah,
when?
I think. I don't even care he can win it when he's 40, but I want him to win a world championship.
Yeah, so Max was 26. Jesus Christ. This margin is not okay.
26 seconds?
Yeah. Whoa. Before Alonso.
Oh my God.
Alonso is in third.
Did you see Russell? He got excited like... Aru is so close to Perez. And the engineer is like, no, you are not.
No.
Just Sergeant there.
You're lapping Sergeant.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sad. I'm sad about this. Yeah. But
I'm just meh.
But I mean, Verstappen is, you know, you literally need another machine to beat that guy, so... We wait excitingly for another Verstappen to come up.
Yeah, they should just have like one car.
Because if you have like an amazing driver like that and the best car by far.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do about it? There's nothing you can do. But at least he, yeah.
He laughs at his own jokes.
Yeah, so Imola... Monaco and then Barcelona. I don't like the Barcelona race. I remember from last year that I thought that was the most boring one. Mm-hmm. Nothing happened.
I can't.
It was just...
Something.
Yeah, I want something to happen. I don't want someone to crash, but I want like some racing, something.
Yeah.
Anything.
They Red Bull just made like 20 cars and they can all go at it.
Yeah, I see here that Perez says that he gave it everything. But after the race, he said to Max, like, I could push more, but he didn't want to compromise the team effort. Max would not do that. Max would just push no matter fucking what. Yeah.
He doesn't care.
He really doesn't. He would, yeah.
Why didn't he? I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, but he is, I mean, Max Verstappen is better, so.
Yeah.
There's no way to you can't really have another opinion. Max Verstappen, to me, is Alonso level, because to me, Alonso is probably one of the greatest drivers of all time.
Yeah, he and just they both made know so many stuff and
many things. Yeah, many things. But he just made very bad career choices for years. But Charles in qualifying, and it's just sad.
Yeah.
I can't anymore, because all of last year I was sad for Ferrari, and I don't want to be sad anymore for Ferrari.
Me neither. Any, like, happiness in my life?
Yeah, really. I really would need that. I would have loved to see the podium with three Hispanic
people. Yeah, that would be great.
At Miami, which is basically Mexico. That would have been awesome. But didn't happen this time.
Yeah. Maybe. I hope this year it will happen.
Yeah. Mercedes, though, needs to... I don't know what they need to do, but they need to do something. Because this is not... right now is a car that looks cool.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, but most of the teams do. They're all looking nice, but... That's it.
Lewis Hamilton didn't even make it into Q3.
Yeah, I know. It was so surprising.
It just... Yeah. I see here that Roger Federer was cheering for Lewis and George. Really? Roger Federer.
But what was the mistake?
What mistake?
They showed like a guy and it wasn't like Federer.
On the broadcast, they showed James Marsden and they wrote Roger Federer.
Yeah, which was very funny.
Which it was, yeah. I don't know how they could make that mistake.
Me neither.
Because even if you don't know James Marsden, you know Roger Federer. I feel like everybody knows him.
Yeah, of course.
Makes no sense to me.
He's like the Lewis Hamilton of tennis.
He is the Lewis Hamilton of tennis. That is true. And Rafael Nadal.
Yeah.
Did you watch the tennis Netflix thing? Like, for real?
No.
It's awesome. For realsies. Yeah. There's an Australian there that's also my favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's always the Australians.
It's always the Australians. He's Greek-Australian, and he is amazing. I was surprised by the tires in this race, though.
Yeah.
Max Verstappen kept it going. Who else didn't stop for so long? Was it Stroll or Albon? I don't remember.
Me neither.
Somebody in the midfield also went a long time. And Ocon, he's very good at maintaining tires.
Yeah, I see.
He did a good job.
Even though you don't like him?
I would not say that publicly on a podcast. But he's not like top five.
Yeah.
Not top five at all. Or Pierre Gasly, for that matter.
I like him.
What do you like about Pierre Gasly, apart from what you saw on Drive to Survive?
Also his content. They are all becoming TikTok stars, and I'm here for it.
Yeah. I like Yuki. Yuki is, I don't know, I want Yuki to have a win.
Me too.
I wish that for him.
He also should have, like, his own, like, reality. Something, like his own show.
Yeah, he should also just be a food critic. Yeah. That would be great content. He's just tasting food, telling us what he thinks. So you made a prediction for Imola, right? Verstappen, something.
Yeah.
I'm saying Alonso. No, I want Alonso to win in Monaco.
Yeah.
I'm saying Leclerc.
Yeah. I want Leclerc to be like on the podium, but also like win. It would be amazing. To win in Italy, in a Ferrari.
Leclerc, Russell, Alonso.
I hope so. We need some diversity here.
We need some more diversity in Formula One.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of rich people driving in circles.
Yeah. So what do you think about all the influencers that didn't know anything?
It was the same last year. I don't know what the fuck is going to be like this in Austin. It's going to be like this in Vegas.
Yeah, but there are so many creators that make just Formula content and they are not getting anything. I saw a guy, he was invited by Aston Martin and they just dropped him. like last minute.
What?
Yeah, and they invited all these girls, and that one with Alfa Romero was so bad.
Yeah, the one that she said that she was with Alfa Romero.
Yeah, and she's going to go in one of those little Formula One cars. Little Formula One cars? Really?
It's just, this is probably why so many fans are annoyed by all of this celebrity ad thing going on in the USGPs, because they really hype up all of that. Last year was worse, actually, because last year half of the race was just them showing famous people in different garages and different places, and it was like, really, we get it, you're rich people, famous people, you get to be in there, good for you.
Yeah, but show us.
Show us the fucking race.
Yeah.
But there's every post that has anything to do with celebrities, especially when it's the USGPs, all of the comments are negative.
I know.
And it's...
Yeah, but they don't like make the effort to at least know something, but something basic, I don't know.
Why wouldn't they invite...
At least the teams.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they invite the actual Formula One content creators from TikTok, for example?
Yeah, with there all the podcasts.
Yeah, or all the podcasts. Yeah. But most of the podcasts are press anyway.
Yeah.
So, like we will be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I don't get, because there are so many very, very good Formula content creators on TikTok, on Instagram, on Twitter. None of them. I don't see any of them.
And out of all the girls that went with Tart, it was, I think, one or two that actually were fans.
Yeah.
And there were a lot going.
But it's a free trip and a free, you know, race.
So. Yeah, but...
I mean, would you say no?
No, but I know about it.
Yeah, but if you weren't a fan, you wouldn't say no.
Yeah, but...
Nobody says no to free anything.
Yeah, of course.
But I would personally at least put some fucking effort into a little bit of research.
Yeah, or their teams should just, like, allocate, like, 1 hour and be like, hey, these are the teams and the people.
This is what Formula One is.
Yeah.
And those are the cars.
Yeah, and they are not little.
Little, imagine. They are freaking huge.
Yeah.
And very heavy.
Yeah. And one of the girls was like, and I'm going to see the boys. Like, who?
Boys.
It was like one of those TikTok things. And where, I know, there is this one girl that she makes like pamphlets.
Yeah.
And with the girls that are trying to be one of the boys, you know.
Oh, no.
And it's so... That's what I imagined when I saw that girl with the boys.
Alfa Romero?
Yeah.
My favorite team.
Me too. They have a beautiful car.
They have the prettiest car. Alfa Romero. They're not in the drivers or team standings, but they're there.
Yeah.
Alfa Romero. Horrible. Horrible. But Alfa Romeo, get your shit together.
Yeah.
You really need to. And also... The people planning the USGPs, get better influencers.
Yeah.
Please. For all of us.
And all of our sanity.
Yeah. At least.
Everybody's like so, so upset. Ugh.
Yeah, but I love how mad people get about this.
Yeah, I know.
It's always instant comments like, these are not real fans. Okay. You know, but you're not going to be able to change it. Maybe we can like suggest them to choose better influencers.
Yeah, but they're not going to like listen, of course, because it's all...
But I don't know, like, because having all these famous people is supposed to, I don't know, elevate the sport and get it to more viewers and stuff. But if it's having the undesired effect and everyone is just mad...
Do something about it.
Maybe it's not working.
Yeah, they should just make, like they did with drivers, like briefings and like fill all the people in.
That would be awesome, actually. Yeah,
they should broadcast it to see all the questions that the people put.
It's just, as a like a regular fan, I understand, because imagine like getting to be at the paddock club and getting to be there within all of the teams or within the garages and within the background of what we see on the broadcast.
And meet everybody.
Yeah, and I understand that you are not appreciating it the same way as a real diehard fan would. You're not. You don't maybe even... They probably don't even realize how cool it is to get...
Yeah, they don't. I don't think they are.
Oh, I don't know. But we didn't even have any funny things happening from Will Buxton this race.
Just the weird handshake with Ocon. Yeah,
that's going to be a meme.
Yeah, of course.
So good. Oh, I love when people are going for a fist bump and the other's going for a handshake. But Will was going in for giving him the microphone and Ocon was going in for the handshake. And it was so awkward.
Live TV. It's amazing.
I love live TV. I think that's it for today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boring race.
Boring race. Funny memes.
Yeah. Mm. Boring race. Still with the fake water and the cool boats.
Yeah.
At least we have that. Makes zero sense.
I know.
But at least it's still there.
Yeah. And it's cool if you are in one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please stay tuned for our summary episode of all of the races that I have passed.
Yeah,
we will probably focus the most on Australia because it was awesome.
Yeah, it was crazy.
We love chaotic races.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember much because it was so early here. I woke up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And was we trying not to die.
We need to just rewatch it.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you for today.
Thank you. And see you.
See you next time. Bye. Bye.